Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a heatwave breakbeat flip in Ableton Live 12, and the vibe is rag-infused chaos with real drum and bass pressure. Think sweaty jungle energy, rolling modern punch, and a break that feels alive rather than neatly edited. We're not just chopping drums here, we're making them breathe, stutter, answer, and misbehave in a controlled way. We'll stay mostly inside Ableton stock tools, so everything you hear can be built with what's already in the box. The big idea is simple. Start with a recognizable breakbeat groove, preserve its human feel, then flip it with micro edits, reverse slices, displaced accents, and vocal call and response. If you do it right, the loop should feel loose, but still locked to the floor. First, set the tempo. For this lesson, I want you at 172 BPM. That's a really nice middle zone. It has enough urgency for jungle and DnB, but it still leaves room for ragga bounce and swing. Create a clean 8-bar loop and set up 3 groups. Drums, bass, and vocal or FX. For now, we're focusing only on the drums, because the drum groove is what gives this style its identity. Now choose a break with character. Amen is a classic choice, but think, Apache, Hot Pants, or any dusty soul break with ghost notes will work too. You want a sample with strong snare energy, some hat texture, and a bit of room or bleed. That little mess is part of the personality. If you start with a sterile break, you'll have to manufacture the attitude later. Drag the break into an audio track and turn warp on. Set the warp mode to beats, and start with preserve transients. If the break is loose, tighten it up using the transient controls or split it at transient points. You can use CMD or Control plus E to slice it manually if needed. The goal here is not to overclean it, is to make sure the important hits are controllable while keeping the soul of the loop intact. Before you chop it to pieces, extract the groove. This is a really important step, because the groove is part of what makes the break feel human. Drag the break into arrangement, right-click it, and choose Extract Groove. Then open the groove pool and apply that groove to your sliced break, hats, shakers, and any percussion ghosts you add later. Keep the timing around 40-70%, velocity around 20-50%, and random very low. You want feel, not drift. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They either quantize too hard and kill the swing, or they overdo the groove and the whole thing turns to mush. Stay in the pocket. Now slice the break to a new MIDI track. In Ableton, right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transients or warp markers as the slicing preset. Ableton will drop the slices into a drum rack, which is exactly what we want. Once the rack is there, clean it up. Rename the main pads if you need to. Kick, snare, ghost, hat, fill. Delete weak slices that just clutter the pattern. The point of the drum rack is control. It lets you repattern the break, layer new sounds, mute certain hits, and build fills without constantly going back to the waveform. Now comes the fun part, building the flip. The idea is to create a phrase that starts recognizable, then gets slightly unstable, then hits a ragga response, then tips into a controlled chaos moment, and finally resolves back into the groove. Think in call and response. One element hits, another answers. That could be the break, then a vocal cut, then a ghost snare, then a bass punctuation. If everything talks at once, the groove loses its slang. Start with a basic 2-bar pattern. Put a kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, and let the ghost notes and hat stutters dance around that. In the 2nd bar, shift 1 snare slightly early or late by a 16th, add a pickup kick before the 1, maybe reverse a slice into the backbeat, and finish with a small fill at the end of the bar. Keep your grid at 1/16. But do not hard quantize every note. The main backbeat should stay tight, but the ghosts and hats can breathe a little. Even tiny nudges, just a few milliseconds, can completely change the feel. Push a hat late and it feels sweaty and lazy. Push a ghost early and it feels nervous and urgent. At this stage, protect your anchor points. In this style, the kick and snare are the gravity. You can bend a lot of other material around them, but if those anchor hits drift too far, the flip stops landing, so keep the main backbeat solid, then use the micro movement around it to create heat. Now let's bring in the ragga energy. This is where the personality really shows up. Add vocal chops, shouts, short MC phrases, little selector or pull-up type fragments, breaths, exclamations, anything with attitude. You can put these in simpler, a drum rack, or on an audio track, depending on how you want to trigger them. For processing, keep it simple and effective. EQ to clean the low end, saturator to rough it up a little, echo for short rhythmic repeats, reverb for a small room, and auto filter for movement and tension. A little filtering on the vocal throws can make the call and response feel much more intentional. Place the vocal chops with purpose. Put some just before the snare, some right after it as a response, some on the last 16th before a bar change, and some doubled with a reverse break slice. That's the sound system language. It makes the groove feel like a live session, not just a loop. Now we need weight. The break gives us character, but modern DnB needs punch too. Add a clean kick layer underneath the break. Keep it short, punchy, and focused. Use HQ8 to cut mud, maybe around 200 to 400 HC if needed. Use drum bus for some drive and crunch, and a touch of saturator with soft clip-on. For the snare, add a separate snare layer if needed. Divot crack, snap, and enough body to cut through. If you're layering snares, glue compressor can help bind them together. For hats and shakers, keep them a little messy, but high pass them so they don't crowd the low mids. Auto pan can give them motion, and a little saturation can keep them from sounding too polished. Here's where the flip really starts to come alive. Reverse a few slices and place them before the snare or into the end of a bar. This creates that sucking, inhaling feeling before the hit. Then resample your drum bus. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, and record a 4-bar pass. Once you have that audio, chop it up. Reverse selected hits, warp tiny fragments, duplicate a snare tail for a glitchy pickup, or freeze a fill into a new texture. Resampling is not just a technical step. Treat it like sound design. You're turning the groove into a new instrument. The bass has to lock with the break, not fight it. For a dark ragga-compatible bass, wave-eatable or operator are great starting points. Keep the sub mono with utility, especially below 120 Hz. Use saturator for extra attitude, auto-filter for movement, and a compressor or glue compressor for control. If you're building a Reese, let the low end stay focused while the width lives higher up. Sidechain the bass to the kick or snare pattern so it breathes with the rhythm. The goal is not huge obvious pumping. The goal is tight movement that supports the drums. Think about arrangement now. A good flip is all about contrast. In the first 2 bars, keep it more readable. Let the listener understand the break language. In bars 3 and 4, add the reverse slice, the snare displacement, the vocal response, and a bit more chatter in the hats. In bars 5 and 6, bring in the full bass and let the ragga chops become more frequent. Then in bars 7 and 8, strip things back, just enough to create a reset, maybe with a resampled glitch fill or a filtered turnaround into the next section. Use automation to keep the tension moving. Auto filter sweeps, echo feedback rises, reverb throws, a half-bar kick mute before the downbeat. Those little moves can make the next drop land a lot harder. To get that heatwave feel instead of a cold, over-quantized one, add atmosphere behind the drums. Dusty ambience, vinyl crackle, distant crowd noise, a subtle siren, or a chopped MC bed can all help. High-pass it heavily, keep the wet level low, and let it sit behind the groove. The point is to suggest a hot, crowded sound system space, not to fill every frequency with noise. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't over-quantize the break. If everything is perfect, it loses the jungle character. Second, don't slice endlessly just because you can. You still need phrases, not random edits. Third, keep the low end organized. If the break already has heavy kick information, carve room for your added kick. Fourth, don't let the vocals sit on top of the snare unless that clash is intentional. And fifth, don't confuse heat with distortion. A little saturation in stages is far more effective than slamming everything into fuzz. If you want a heavier, darker version of this style, create a parallel drum crush bus. Send your drums to a return or duplicate track with drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and maybe corpus for a metallic edge. Blend that underneath the clean drums. That gives you weight without killing the transients. Also, use micro-automation to keep the phrase alive. A little more saturation in the second half of an 8-bar section, a slightly brighter hat filter at the end, a few extra vocal repeats before the turnaround. Those details make the loop feel intentional and alive. Here's a strong practice move. Build a 4-bar ragga break flip at 172 BPM using only stock Ableton devices. Use one break sample, one kick layer, one snare layer, and one vocal chop. Slice the break to a drum rack. Program 2 main snare hits per bar. Add at least 4 ghost notes total, and include 2 reversed slices. Reinforce bars 1 and 3 with the kick layer. Place a vocal response in bar 2 or 4. Apply groove from the break to hats or percussion. Process the drum bus with EQ8, drum bus, and saturator, then resample the full 4 bars and chop one fill from it. If it feels like it could sit under an NC, a bass drop, or a jungle rewind, you're in the right zone. So to wrap it up, The heatwave breakbeat flip is really about three things. First, breakbeat DNA, extracted groove, ghost notes, and human swing. Second, flip mechanics, reverses, stutters, resampling, displaced accents. Third, raga chaos, vocal chops, call and response, and sound system energy. Keep the drums tight enough to dance to, loose enough to feel dangerous, and always make sure the groove has a clear hierarchy. Kick and snare up front, break texture in the middle, atmosphere in the back. Do that, and you'll get that sweaty, rolling, jungle-infused ENB pressure that really works on a system. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, a timed lesson script, or a companion Ableton session checklist.